Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We're celebrating Dental Hygiene Month. Excuse me while I go do my yearly floss. Won't take but a sec. Yeah, I don't like flossing. You know, flossing our teeth, if it felt as good as when you clean your ears out with a Q-tip, I think it would be, we wouldn't have a problem with flossing. I think the dental industry would be out of business because it feels so good when you put that Q-tip right in there.
I don't know if I agree with that. I don't do my ears very often either.
Oh, yearly earwax.
I didn't say yearly.
But I also don't, like Tom, I don't go, oh, yes.
Oh, I do.
No.
Yeah.
Like a Herbal Essence commercial.
Yeah. Well, if scientists could figure out just how to put fluoride in donuts, I'd never have to brush my teeth again. Just put that, it's got to be like the donut cream in there. Just saying. But here's a simple philosophy. Why waste money on floss when you have, you know, hair? I will say this, floss, they put so little of floss in your
dispenser.
I'm like, you know, you buy those little floss dispensers or you get them from the dentist, which I'm like, okay, I haven't bought floss in a while, but I'm about to run out of my floss that the dentist has given me. Do you just stop at that point?
And that's just a little sample little container. Yeah. That's not really a full container of floss.
Oh, really?
Yes. You don't floss much at all, do you?
I don't.
See, I usually put those in my purse. And then if I'm out somewhere and I'm eating, I've got that if I need it.
I got you. Yeah.
So you can put it in your purse.
Yeah. You know, I don't floss a lot, but I use toothpicks a lot. And I'll even like break them in half so you get that long splinter that you can get up in between there.
I tried yesterday when I got a crown, I have this little space in the back. And if I eat roast or barbecue.
I got you. Yeah.
But I could not get it with a toothpick.
Right.
Will not go up between
sometimes
the
it's
two.
Tough.
You get one of those little sprayers, you know, it's a little. What do they call
that's
them?
Water kind pick.
Of a- water pick, yes. I got one, and I will say, every once in a while, you know, you turn it on, you can't get it to turn on, then you like, you're looking at it, and it goes up on the ceiling.
Yeah, that. But yeah, see, I can't bring pull that out at a restaurant, Hawk.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That would be funny, though.
I do have one, too.
Yeah. All right, so when it comes to brushing, do you floss first or brush first?
Floss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't consider
right?
the two related.
About, you don't?
No, I mean, I will floss at a totally different time than when I brush.
Well, yeah,
a lot of times I'll floss after I get some meat in there.
Right.
And I don't necessarily brush at that particular moment.
But if I'm going to brush and I'm going to floss at the same time, I will floss before I brush.
Well, that could start an argument on the internet, just saying.
Because it's not worth arguing over.
Some people floss first and some people brush first.
Flossing first would make the most logical sense because you dislodge it and then wash it out with a toothbrush.
But don't they say it's opposite?
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to brush first?
Yeah.
Which makes no sense.
No.
80% of kids say in a survey that they have lied to their parents about brushing their teeth. Did you brush your teeth? Yeah.
Come here, let me sniff your breath. No, you didn't. Go back up.
You know, my kids sometimes can brush their teeth and it still smells bad.
Ew.
Just call them out.
That's called rotted tooth or something.
No.
Sinus infection.
Well, and how much toothpaste do you actually use? According to the dentist's There's an amount you should be using.
Pea size
yep. is what you're supposed to.
Adults only need to use a small pea-sized amount, and kids under three just need to smear a tiny bit on their brush.
Is that why I look like a rabid dog when I brush my teeth?
It is, yeah.
Because I glob it on there.
No, I use the pea size, and I still look like a rabid dog, and I'm gagging at the same time. So
I don't understand the pea size, because to me, I'm with you, Tori. I put a lot on there, and that tends to flush stuff out from between my teeth.
Could you imagine Kato's sitting there gagging and got the rabid dog look, and you walk in on him, you're like, oh my goodness, what's happening to this guy?
And I'm going, slinging toothpaste on my mirror.
He's demon possessed. His head starts spinning around.
I need a video of that one morning.
When most people buy this, they throw about 20% of it away. That is toothpaste.
No, I will scrape that. I will put it on the counter and squeeze every little bit of it.
Yeah, not 20% of people. They just throw it away.
Yeah, you got to get it on the edge and then push it down so it pushes all of it to the
on the edge of the counter.
Mm-hmm. Try to get your finger up through the to push it out the hole, that last little bit. And then I'll just take my mouth on it and I'll try to blow it back up. And
some people even cut the end of the bottom of it.
No, I'm not that cheap.
Okay. Well, apparently Nate Brigazzi's wife is. This is our friend Nate Brigazzi talking about his wife and toothpaste.
She's the cheaper one of us as well. I can be wasteful. Like, if something gets to the bottom, I will throw it away. Toothpaste. I will use it to what I think the average person uses it to. I don't think I should feel muscles trying to get it out. I'm not going to have an iron on top of it. But she'll do it more. So I know when I'm done with it, I give it to the hobo I married. She cuts it, gets it all out. I married an old man from the Depression is who I married. She would have thrived during the Depression. I don't think she would have known there was a Depression.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we were talking about tipping and how it's gotten out of hand. People are getting fatigued over tipping. They are starting to feel like the tip asks are too often, too much, and for things that don't deserve an actual tip. So I did a little research on this to find out for the people who do tip and for people, I think, in the service industry, particularly the restaurant industry, we do all still believe in tipping. But not everyone does. There are some celebrities out there who are known for not tipping well and
really?
Some that are known for being very generous tippers.
Okay.
I'm going to share five of each with you.
Let's do it.
Let's start with the positive stuff. We're
going to
go with the people who tip well or tipped well. In this case, Elvis Presley.
Thank you very much.
He was known for tipping generous tips. One time he had some police officers with him. They stayed over an hour at the restaurant, had a meal and a few beers, and he left a $5,000 tip.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's been known to buy his entourage, whether the mafia, whatever he called
Memphis
his guys.
Mafia.
Yeah, all those cars. He bought them all cars.
Yeah, he would give gifts like that, too.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Bruce Willis, God have mercy on him now. He is in such a tough spot with dementia.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever he was fully himself, he was known for tipping $100 for every drink served. And he was friendly and low maintenance, a prince among men.
Oh, cool. Aww.
So he was known for being a good tipper. Joe Rogan, someone said they waited on him 10 years ago. He was quiet, polite, low maintenance, left a $100 tip on a $30 tab.
Wow.
That's very impressive.
That's just one experience.
Right, it is. But I mean, if someone's leaving a $100 tip on a $30 tab, that's a sign they're probably tipping well.
Well, Kato's done that before.
What?
Left a big tip.
Yeah.
You didn't know it.
Yeah. Steve Carell. One person said their biggest tip percentage-wise came from him. He and his family were kind and down-to-earth and were a pleasure to serve.
Okay, from The Office and all those great movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Carlos Santana rounds out our top five here as being the most humble and respectful celebrity they ever served. He always tipped $100. If he was with his family, it was often double or triple that.
Okay.
So those are good tippers.
Right. Yeah, and there's a good people.
Now,
I'm
going to go ahead and tell you that if you're like me, you're going to have some of your heroes brought down a notch here.
Oh, no.
Because I was disappointed in some of these.
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, wow.
J-Lo, wow.
She has eaten at our restaurant, and all of the servers who waited on her say the same thing. She's rude, entitled, and does not tip a penny.
Why do you think she's been engaged so many times and unengaged? Because I think she thinks she's a diva.
Okay.
I think she's on her way out, too.
I don't know, but I do know they say here that she doesn't tip. Tina Fey, I was surprised
what?
At this.
Oh, no.
They say she was demanding and smoked a cigarette at the outdoor table. Even after being asked not to, she left less than 10% for the tip.
All right. You just made me
rethink
some movies I've watched.
I'm disappointed to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't she in that bachelorette party? What?
She was on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
She wasn't in Bridesmaids.
Oh, Bridesmaids. That's, yeah.
She, okay. I don't think she was.
Yeah, no. Maybe not. Okay, sorry.
No problem.
SNL, though. She was
yeah.
And also 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle, this one shocked me.
Wow.
He was with Danny DeVito. They said they served him, did special requests, got nothing from Dave, and a handful of change from DeVito that was less than $5. They're not a fan of either.
It's crazy that some of these people have so much money,
right,
and they can't even be bothered to tip.
I don't get it.
Mm-mm. It's insane.
I'm a big Dave Chappelle fan, and that just saddens me.
Well, and the rest of us are like barely affording life, and we're still tipping.
Yep.
And they're making millions, and they're like, no.
Yeah,
thanks.
I mean, in our position, I get afraid not to tip well because people talk about you.
Me too.
Well, Scottie Pippen, basketball player, did not leave a tip. And at that moment, the waiter says they came up with the nickname No Tippin' Pippin.
And he played with Michael Jordan back in the day.
So it is sad. Like you say, Tori, these people have the money to tip. No one's expecting them to tip thousands of dollars. If they were to tip just a good, solid tip, no one would say a thing about them. Even if, I imagine there's a ton of celebrities who tip 20% and no one thinks anything of that. They're not expected to tip more than 20%.
Right.
It's nice if they do. But when you don't tip anything, or you're demanding and you cause problems and you have all that money, it's rude. It makes you look like a bad person.
Mm-hmm. Don't you feel like if you're with a friend who kind of gets angry at the server or has an issue with their meal, or their meal, you feel like you got to tip more because they put the server through more harassment?
Or you're out with some friends or something and they're giving the waitress they think they're being funny and they're, you know, laughing, cutting up and saying stupid stuff. And you're like, oh, man, I wish that guy would just be quiet.
Well, I don't think I'd go out with him again.
Yeah, I'll sometimes speak up. Be like, I'm sorry, ma'am. He's not with us.
We wanted to pull a table together once, and the server was like, you can't do that, which I did not understand in this restaurant.
Right.
Why? The table right next to us was empty.
Yeah.
And one of the people we basically just started saying words, not to the hostess, but to us, that she would take care of this verbally with the manager and using all the bad language that you really shouldn't use in public.
Well,
and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to go to lunch with that person again.
Well, you have to have tools to change those at Hardee's because they are attached to the floor, you know, to put the tables together.
I don't think they were at Hardee's.
I know, I'm being stupid.
It was Arby's. No, I'm kidding.
I'm one of those guys at the table.
Yeah, I'm not going to lunch with you either.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Well, if you have a couple and they're about to get married, I got a gift not to give that couple getting married, even if it's on their registry.
Oh, man, I think I know what it is.
You'll be doing them a favor.
Okay.
All right, what do you think?
I think it's the china.
Yes, the china or crystal that is on their wedding registry. So they say that the average person waits almost 30 years before using any special occasion items like that, even if you had it on your wedding registry, you might, I might use these fancy plates or glasses sometime.
I saw a post on social media a while back. It says, life is too short. Burn that candle you've been holding back.
Okay.
Use that fine china for regular dinner. Yeah. Enjoy life. Enjoy the things you have, because who wants the china to begin with?
Well, there's a difference in the china and the candles. You can use the china again. But the candle, once it's gone, it's gone. You can't have your candle and burn it, too.
He's like the cake.
That's funny.
You know, but why is china so expensive? Is it because it's real gold around the edge or
no,
the silver?
It's not that. Because it's almost no gold.
Well, I know the chinette's always more expensive than those other regular paper plates.
And you can get it with a little yellow line, too. It looks just as nice as china.
Okay. 79% of homeowners say they have nice items that are set aside for special occasions. And that's including the dishes, china, the glassware.
Wow. Don't use that. No.
Oh, wow. Okay, go ahead.
Should I use the dump button?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. 64% admit I don't even know what I said. I stumbled over a word there.
Yeah, that's okay.
64% admit they've never touched those items. Their china, their glasses, I'll be careful here, dishes. They say half of those people say they don't use them because they're worried that something might break or get damaged.
I cannot have anything in my home that is not practical. It drives me insane to just have something sitting like that.
Yeah.
And John, he likes the crystal bourbon glasses and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, if you're not going to use them, what's the point?
So we got our china back in the day when that was just something you put on your wedding registry.
Right, yeah.
And we've got it in a china cabinet, and it looks very pretty, but we have used it maybe twice.
Yeah.
And if I had it to do over again, I would have gotten something different for my money.
And you know, I got a cabinet full of wine glasses, martini glasses, champagne glasses, and do you know what I use when I'm ready to fix a drink? A red Solo cup. Because I don't want to wash the glass. That's the reason
that's
I'm not doing
that's
it.
True.
That's what people should be putting on their wedding registry. Red Solo cups.
Yeah, you know what? A lifetime supply would be good. It costs about the same. So here are some other items they say, besides china and crystal, that you don't want to get the newlyweds. Single-use kitchen gadgets, specialized ice cream makers, stuff like that, because it's very specific.
Those are fun, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you know what? Do they even like to make ice cream?
You know, it'd be something that you'll use a few times, and then you'll start buying a half a gallon at the grocery store again, because it'll become annoying after a while.
But you wouldn't buy that if it wasn't on their list. You would only buy it if it was on their registry.
Well, and that brings this to mind. Any item not on their wedding registry, don't buy that.
Well, I'm sorry. When you put in $300 and $400 items on your wedding registry, I'm not going to be purchasing those things.
It's when you just do a gift card. And they can apply it towards whatever they want. But I'm not spending hundreds.
And most people have a gift card as an option now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to go to Hobby Lobby and get some pillows, which is not a good item to give.
80% off.
Yeah. Any decorative item like pillows, large decorative bedspread, stuff like that, that's personal taste. And you don't know what that kind of home decor that they like. Weight loss items also mention something that you should not get the
unless
wedding.
You don't like them.
Okay, you can do that.
Are you just mad because you're invited to the wedding?
Now, we're not talking about treadmills and big stuff, but you can get those little,
Ozempic.
Yeah, well, no.
Oh.
Hey, weights and stuff.
I heard they got it at Costco now for cheaper.
Half price.
Oh, wow.
Relationship advice books, they say.
Oh.
Yeah, they say because they think that they're, they're getting married for a reason. So it's kind of, they're bewildered by the sight of a book that supposedly is going to help them improve their relationship.
Does that go the same? Does that Is that the same for a baby shower? You don't buy them a book on how to raise a kid?
Personally, I think both cases would make some sense.
I do too.
But I don't think you should do it if it's not on their registry.
And then art. That's personal taste right there. You don't know if they like, you know, some picture of a fruit or, you know.
Or dogs playing poker.
You don't know. You have no idea. And then some of the most unique items. These are what people mentioned. They got a set of mallard statues. And we're not even hunters, they said.
I got those too. Friend lived, oh gosh, I don't remember where it was, somewhere overseas. And it symbolizes something.
The mallards?
Yeah.
The ducks?
Dinner.
Okay, we got two giant clocks. We have a small apartment, and we had nowhere to put the big giant clocks. And you see those pretty inexpensive, too, when you go to those home stores.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're cool looking, but you got to have the right space for it.
And here's my favorite. I put a chicken coop on our registry just kind of as a joke, and we actually got it. We don't have chickens.
Hey, I bet they're glad now. Get those chickens, save on eggs.
Yeah, I guess you could. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, you know, chicken legs.
Why would you put that on your registry if you didn't really want it?
It was a joke. They just wanted to see.
Well, they saw.
Yes, they did. Yeah. I know it was kind of stupid, but so don't put anything unusual on your wedding registry that someone might actually buy you.
You know, I'm just now thinking of all the weddings. I'm not sure if I've ever looked at the wedding registry.
You know what? I would say do something practical like you were talking about. Red Solo cups, you know, any kind of hygiene like soap or, you know, toothpaste, stuff like that. Just give me a big old Costco dump of that.
Kato, I don't think I've ever bought anything for a wedding that wasn't on the registry.
Really?
Because I don't have any idea what those people want for their new home.
I don't know if I've ever bought a wedding yet.
Now that I believe.
Well, let me ask you, if you have to travel and get a hotel room, like to another state or whatever, and you have to put up your expenses, are you required?
I think that counts.
My gift is my presence. Hey, my presence is my presence.
I'm waiting on a talent fee.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.